Measure Up Podcast, Episode 21, Secrets to Getting KPIs Right. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. I do this through my PUMP methodology and Performance Measure Blueprint workshops and online programs, which teach you how to use PUMP step by step. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about secrets to getting KPIs right, our feature article is 9 Bad KPI Habits to Change. We'll help Measure Up subscriber Jeff answer his question, how can you develop measures that change behavior and drive performance? And we'll wrap up with a quick tip where I'm going to share with you my checklist of criteria for excellent KPIs. So, the secrets to getting KPIs right. I guess they're not really secrets because I reckon it'd be great if everyone knew how to produce good KPIs. But they kind of feel like secrets sometimes when you see just how many people are still getting KPIs wrong. Personally, I started my career in performance measurement with Queensland Rail, and that was back in the early 1990s. I was the measurement consultant, and it was only because I had a very forward-thinking manager who knew that performance measurement was becoming critically important in business that I really entered this field of performance measurement at all. Back then, there wasn't any good information around on how to deal with the really detailed aspects of performance measurement, like how to decide what is worth measuring, how exactly to go about measuring, how to get people to want to use those measures. And those experiences that I had back then as QR's measurement consultant was really the impetus to the development of PUMP. PUMP evolved out of the experiments and innovations and research and trial and error that I did in that role. And it became a methodology because whenever I used the techniques that I designed for myself with other people, they found it really valuable and was quite surprising, really, how much of a difference those techniques made to helping them overcome their struggles and to feel that KPIs and performance measurement was going to be so much easier and so much more worth the effort. I'm still surprised, you probably are too, that even today, I mean, we're talking a good 15 years later, that there still isn't much out there on the specifics of how to design great KPIs. I'm remembering a few years ago where I met a client for a meeting in a hotel lobby cafe. We had our meeting, and on the way out, we passed one of the function rooms at the hotel where a workshop was going on, and there were, you know, the students sitting down at tables watching the PowerPoint slides intently, and the instructor was waving his arms around, and we're doing what instructors do. If you've been to one of my live workshops, I wave my arms around too in front of PowerPoint slides. But my client pointed out to me what was actually on the PowerPoint slide that was being displayed at that very moment we were walking past. I could not believe how good our timing was. I don't remember the exact content of the slide, but it was something like, step 3, select your KPIs. And there was a couple of other bullet points on that slide, but nothing that gave any clues whatsoever to how exactly do you select your KPIs. You can't just say, now go choose some KPIs. Now go choose some performance measures. There's just too many assumptions that we make, or the people who give those instructions make. We need to know what good KPIs really are, and a lot of people don't. A lot of people have got a really antiquated or misled idea about what a KPI or a performance measure actually is. We need to know what we're aiming for. We need to know What we're measuring for, what the thing is that we want to achieve, that the measure is going to tell us whether or not, or to what extent we're achieving it. We need much more detail for exactly how to design a KPI for the particular result that we're trying to monitor, so that we can avoid all of those traps that we fall into. And you know what these traps are. I'm sure you've fallen into them, well, as I have too, in my earlier years. KPIs go wrong in a lot of different ways. One of the traps that we fall into is thinking that a trivial count of something can be a KPI. We count up the number of complaints we got or the number of errors we saw. Trivial KPIs like that miss out on the context. How many complaints you get might increase only because the number of customer sales that you're having is increasing as well, and proportionately, you may not be getting any more complaints relative to the number of sales. So giving context to KPIs is really important, but it's a trap we fall into. We just jump to the simple thing to count. Another trap we fall into is to start with what data we might have available rather than a question that we're trying to answer. Performance measures answer questions. They answer very specific questions, questions about to what extent, to what degree are we achieving this really important performance result or goal. But very often people will say, we need some KPIs, so hey, what data do we have? Let's go look at that data and see what sort of KPIs we could construct from that. It's completely back to front. Another trap that we fall into is thinking that some things are KPIs or measures when they're not at all. Milestones. To have a particular system in place or completed, or some research done by a particular date, that's not a KPI, that's not a performance measure at all. It's a milestone, it's something that you want to do, but it's not evidence of performance. Surveys, they're not performance measures or KPIs either, but the number of times I've seen customer survey or staff survey written down as a KPI against some customer-related goal or employee or HR related goal, it's just astounding. Strategies, the how-tos, the actions that we take, they're not performance measures, they're not KPIs. They're the things we do in order to get performance to improve. KPIs are evidence of what extent we're performing or to what level performance is currently at. Another trap that we fall into, and our reminder is that these are traps that you fall into when you don't have a good approach to coming up with measures or KPIs. This final trap that I'll mention is not measuring simply because you can't figure out how to, and you end up missing out on really valuable information that is indeed quite feasible to get. You just haven't got a way to think through the design of a KPI to work out what the information could be that you could have. I guess if I'm known for anything, it's making performance measurement practical and engaging. Trying to help others, maybe even you, to avoid these sorts of struggles and traps, that I had to avoid, and to help you avoid having to invent your own solutions to these problems. The problems are pretty much the same for all of us. How exactly do you go about creating KPIs that will engage people and that they'll use to drive performance improvement? And a good starting point is to stop getting in our own way, to stop the bad habits that have come from our misunderstanding, from bad advice that we've been given by a consultant or by a peer or a colleague or a book. Also, from lack of awareness, just simply not knowing that there is a way to make performance measurement and KPIs easier. And this is what we're going to touch on in this episode's feature article, 9 Bad KPI Habits to Change. Now, you can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Well, this is not an exhaustive list by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a list of the bad habits I see the majority of my clients consistently practicing when it comes to choosing, creating, and using performance measures or KPIs. We reap what we sow, and that's why it can be a useful exercise to see if you do have any bad KPI habits and start developing some better ones. Bad habit number one is brainstorming to come up with KPIs. When you brainstorm KPIs, you end up with too many, not enough, things that aren't really KPIs and a very shallow understanding of exactly how you'll measure them. Instead, you need to design KPIs deliberately so that they are convincing evidence of the goal or result you want to measure. Bad habit number two is measuring because you can or already are. The reason to measure something isn't that you have the data and can measure it easily. The reason to measure is that you need to know something very specific about how well or to what degree you are achieving a particular goal or performance result. Only measure what you should, can, and will do something about. Bad habit number three is trying to measure effectiveness, efficiency, productivity, sustainability, etc. Embarking on the task of finding the right KPI to measure effectiveness will be a frustrating journey into weasel world, that place where words lack meaning or mean 17 different things to 5 different people. Don't try measuring any goal or performance result that is written with weasel words until you talk about what those words specifically mean in the real world. Bad habit number four is saying, "That's not measurable." If you think a goal or performance result isn't measurable, then there's a good chance it also isn't observable. If you can't observe in some manner or form whether or not a goal has been reached, then you don't have a goal. Goals are about changing the world in some way, and if you can't define that change in observable and measurable ways, your goals need more work before you should bother at all about measures. Bad habit number five is not measuring something because you don't have the data. How will you ever get the data you really need, the data about the goals and performance results that matter most, if you keep refusing to measure something because that data doesn't already exist? When you separate the act of designing the right measures from the act of deciding how feasible those measures are to implement, you give yourself the chance to see that often the data is easier to get than you first thought, or at least worth the effort. Bad habit number six is setting milestones as KPIs. Milestones are statements about having completed something by a particular time. They're very appropriate in project management, but next to useless in performance management. Just getting something done isn't evidence that it produced the desired result or that performance is improving. Just because you implemented a new inventory management system doesn't guarantee that inventory management costs have reduced. Bad habit number seven is measuring to monitor people's performance rather than process performance. More people complain about being measured than rejoice. And it's either because the measurement is being done poorly or the real purpose of measurement is poorly understood. Until you have a culture where performance measures are used to improve performance without blame, and using measures to improve process performance is a great way to establish this culture, measuring people will always cause more problems than it solves. Bad habit number eight is measuring too many things. If you have too much of anything, it overwhelms you. Too many things to do, and you're exhausted and don't do any of them particularly well. Too much to think or worry about, and you're stressed and emotionally burned out. Too many KPIs or performance measures, and your attention is fractured, and no area of performance will improve significantly, if at all. Once more, only measure what you should, can, and will do something about. Bad habit number nine is ignoring measures that aren't perfect. While it is important that your KPIs don't mislead you, most people still tend to err on the side of caution and not use any measures that are based on data that isn't perfect or measures that don't tell the full story. As long as the measures aren't severely biased, their reliability can be far less than perfect and still provide you with actionable information, particularly information about trends or shifts in performance. Now, if you want to take action on these ideas, here's my suggestion. Do you know how to change a bad habit? You find a habit to replace it with, and you practice that new habit every day for at least 30 days. By then, the new habit will replace the old one. You might like to choose one of your bad KPI habits and decide on something simple and practical you can do every day to break it and establish a far better one. Let's see how this habit-changing approach might work for MeasureUp subscriber Jeff in this episode's Q&A. Jeff's question is, how can you develop measures that change behavior and drive performance, that is, not just another piece of paper produced? Well, I don't really know which bad habits might be alive and well in Jeff's organization, but why don't we just go through some scenarios, and hopefully, Jeff, that will be a bit of food for thought for you. We'll start with bad habit number one, which was brainstorming measures. A new habit could be to start with the goal or performance result that really, really, really matters and talk about how you would observe it being achieved. What does it look like when it's happening? How would you recognize that result if it was there right in front of you right now? Then design a measure based on that evidence. If you do this once every day with someone for 30 days, and it shouldn't take too long, it's just a simple little conversation really. Do it for 30 days. Each day you could choose a different person and have that conversation with them. And you'll have developed this new habit of how to design great KPIs. So the first thing to do would be to perhaps list 30 to 40 people who would value your help to find a better KPI. And then if you want a technique to help you, then you can get or take a look at the 5-step pump measure design template, which you can get at stacybarr.com/products/measuredesign.html. That's stacybarr.com/products/measuredesign.html. I'm not sure, Jeff, but maybe bad habit number three could also be alive and well in your organization, and that's trying to measure effectiveness, efficiency, productivity, sustainability, etc. A new habit could be to look out for those weasel words when you see one, ask what it means, ask how you'd recognize it happening, and be brave. You know, don't be worried about being seen as an idiot, because everyone I work with, and I'm not exaggerating, every one of my clients is in the same situation and has goals that are filled with weasel words that have no clear or measurable meaning. It's a lot of fun when I ask those questions of them. You know, you say here that you want this process to be more effective. Can you tell me what effectiveness is for you? If it was more effective, how would it be different to how it is now? And sometimes they have to stop and think because they're not even sure. So every day for 30 days, you deliberately look for or listen for weasel words, either in written documents or in people's conversations, and straight away ask, what does that mean when you say effective? What does that mean when you say whatever the weasel word actually is? Be brave to ask the question. Examples of weasel words, just to help warm you up here, are, well, we've already talked about effective, efficient, sustainable. There's reliable, quality, productive, engaging, collaborative, streamlined, enhanced, outcome, diversity, accountable, solutions, benefits, capability, capacity, key, positive, progressive, innovative, flexible, responsive, transparent. I mean, really, a weasel word is just any word that fails to bring a vivid picture in your mind of what the goal or result is like when it's actually happening. If you cannot observe it, you cannot measure it. Let's go through one more of the bad habits. Bad habit number six, setting milestones as KPIs. Now, this one is my pet peeve. It's the bad habit that I see everywhere, and it frustrates me more than just about any other bad habit does. Again, milestones are statements about getting something done by a particular date. Doing stuff just isn't evidence of doing it well, or doing the right thing, or getting the result you wanted to get from doing it. Performance measures are evidence of the changes in the world that we want to make, and I'm sure that just doing more stuff or doing it on time is not necessarily the only change that we want to make. Measures have to be evidence of performance results, and evidence that we can track continually as a way of checking if our actions are working or not as time goes by. A new habit here could be to challenge at least one milestone masquerading as a measure each day. So what you could do is look at the various departmental plans throughout your organization or business and find those milestones masquerading as measures. Then ask someone in that department a question like, if you achieve this milestone, what will be better? Or why is it important that this milestone be met? Or what area of performance will be better if this milestone is met? You can go one step further, if you like, by asking the question, so why not measure that result or that area of performance instead of just the milestone? The idea here is to get into the habit of having people question what measures are really about. So Jeff, again, I'm not sure if any of these bad habits are in your organization, but I hope that the scenarios have helped in some way. And Jeff, please feel free to email me if you want to let me know. The email address to get me at is measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me again at that same email address, measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, something you're going to need before you can get great KPIs is a clear definition of what a great KPI is. So that's why in this episode's quick tip, I'm going to share with you my own personal checklist of criteria for excellent, not perfect, but excellent KPIs. There's 12 of them, so you want to maybe hit the pause button, grab a pen and a piece of paper so you can start jotting. Criteria number one for excellent KPIs is that the KPI has to be easily understood by its stakeholders, or at least that it can be clearly and simply explained to them. Convoluted, highly technical, weird indexes and KPIs are really not excellent if people just don't get what they mean. Whoever uses them, interprets them, has to understand them. Criteria number two for excellent KPIs is that the KPI has to have a clear and direct line of sight to a strategic goal or objective. It has to relate to strategy. It has to relate to what is important in your organization or business. If you're measuring things just because you always have or just because you can, it's not good enough. It has to be important to measure. It has to be a piece of information that the organization would be worse off, considerably worse off, if you didn't have it. Criteria number three is that KPIs really should be simple, not abstract indexes of multiple measures. And you see this a lot when people are trying to simplify their dashboard or scorecard, where they do some kind of weighted average or computation, dragging a whole lot of measures into one index, and that index really has no meaning. The only way to interpret it is to unravel it and look at the actual measures that make it up. Criterion number four is that an excellent KPI is one that has an owner, someone that has taken on the responsibility of watching the measure, interpreting it, and initiating any required actions in response to its trends. Criteria number five is that an excellent KPI has at least one strong link to at least one other measure or KPI in the organizational measurement system, such as a causal relationship or a companion relationship. If you have a KPI that has no relationship to anything else, then you've potentially got a KPI that just isn't important enough or is too far away from the priorities that matter for the organization. Criteria number six is that an excellent KPI is one that gives objective evidence of the degree to which an important performance result or outcome is occurring. The key here is that it's objective evidence. It's not just some vague link to the important result. It's got to be very convincing evidence of that result. Criteria number seven is that a KPI is excellent when it provides regular feedback over time. That is, it's not an action or an event or a milestone to be reached. It is something that you can measure and monitor continually, week by week or month by month, and get that feedback to see how well it's trending or shifting over time in response to the actions that you might be taking to improve it. Criteria number eight is that it's got to be cost effective to measure. The potential value from using the KPI, that is, for example, savings, really need to be greater than the cost to collect the data and to report the measure. So make sure it's cost effective. Criteria number nine is that it's got to drive performance improving behavior. It shouldn't be driving behaviors that are geared toward fudging the figures or shifting goalposts or making something look good when it really isn't. Criteria number 10 is that a KPI is excellent if it's used and valued in decision making, and it's not just padding for the KPI column in the business plan. People have to want to use it. It has to be considered valuable in decision making. Number 11 is that excellent KPIs don't have any known and unmanageable unintended consequences. So, for example, if the result or outcome that it's measuring improves, it shouldn't cause another area, another performance result or outcome to get worse as a direct consequence. And finally, number 12, an excellent KPI is one that's fully defined. It has a functional specification detailing its meaning, its intent, its relationships to other measures, its calculation, its data requirements, reporting requirements, ownership, and so on. You really need to have KPIs fleshed out in detail. They can't be excellent if no one's got a clue how to implement them properly. Now, I do have another pump template that can help you here if this is something that you want to do. It's called the Pump Measure Definition Template, and the website is stacybarr.com/products/measuredefinition.html. That's stacybarr.com/products/measuredefinition.html. And again, we're at the end of another episode, so thank you once more for joining me. You can download these podcasts. You can also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com, and you can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Also, a little reminder, I would love it if you would write a review of the podcast at iTunes. It'll help others find the podcast, and it will help me to help them change the world through measuring what matters too. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.